أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم ينفخ في الصور ونحشر المجرمين يومئذ زرقا يتخافتون بينهم إن لبثتم إلا عشرا نحن أعلم بما يقولون إذ يقول أمثلهم طريقة إن لبثتم إلا يوما صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 102 to ayah 104 of Surah Taha. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who turn away from the Quran Sharif, then they will be carrying a very heavy burden on the day of Qiyamah. Here, in a few words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ. It will be the day when the trumpet is blown into. Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this trumpet. He said it is like a horn. In certain narrations, from the day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala designated the angel Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam to blow the trumpet, he has the trumpet on his mouth, looking towards the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, awaiting the command of Allah to have this trumpet blown. The first blowing of the trumpet will seize this entire world. In other words, everything of this world will crumble. Whoever is living will all die. And then a period of time will pass, and then again the second blowing of the trumpet will take place, and then people will be resurrected from their qabars. So this is that trumpet blowing that Allah is speaking about, the second one. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. How would the disbelievers be resurrected? Allah says the mujrimeen, the criminals, will be resurrected. يَوْمَئِذٍ, on that day, زُرْقَ. زُرْق in Arabic refers to something that is blue, especially when the entire eyes become blue. Now it's not only the pupil, but it is the entire eye, and everything around will become blue, and this will be the token, this will be the sign of a kafir on the day of Qiyamah, that around his eyes itself, everything will become blue, and hence this shows absolute fear that will now overcome them on the day of Qiyamah. This fear Allah Rabbul Izzat now speaks about. يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. They will be whispering between them. إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا. That we remained only for a period of 10 days. Either reference is being made to 10 days on this earth, or reference is being made to only 10 days in the qabr. In other words, the difficulty that already they experience on the day of Qiyamah would far outweigh whatever good or whatever difficulty one would have experienced in this world and one would experience in the qabr. So hence, whatever has passed will just seem to be like a short period of 10 days. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذْ يَقُولُ أَمْثَلُهُمْ طَرِيقَةً إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا يَوْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no matter what the whispering will be like, we know best what they say. In other words, we hear. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the thought in our hearts. Allah Rabbul Izzat hears the whisper. Allah Ta'ala hears the crawling of an ant. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hears everything. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying that we know best what they say. When the best amongst them, insofar as his way of life is concerned, in other words, the most intelligent will say, إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا يَوْمًا. It's not a period of 10 days. This world, the qabr, the time that you pass is like one day. In other words, now what lies ahead far outweighs the difficulties or the good that you had experienced in the past. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us about the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat is speaking about the Quran Sharif, that if we do not hold on to this Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect our iman, but the iman of a person begins to degenerate. And the result of it is that we forget this day that lies ahead, and the ultimate is to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.